Welcome to another fine edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
Do you have the contact info for people?
I do. We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we got both texts and a voicemail.
Oh, how exciting.
So I feel like the first one, we should be the voicemail.
Hey, what's up? This is The Broadcast. This is Stevie. I'm doing okay. I'm working on getting my prosthetic. I should have one, hopefully, in about 4 to 6 weeks.
Woo!
Vicky, first of all, congratulations on getting your new home. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
And Sarah got bored last night, and I found a documentary on Netflix called The Perfect Bid.
Yes!
So it's kind of right up your alley. It's about a gentleman who studied the prices on The Price is Right, and he got on The Price is Right, but then that's all I'm going to tell you because it's kind of an interesting documentary. I think it's something you would like, and the best part, it's only an hour and 15 minutes, so it's probably perfect timing. So... it's called The Perfect Bid. It's on Netflix right now. It just must have got added a couple of days ago. If you check it out, if you watch it, let me know what you think. Don't know much else, ladies. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
So for all the broadcast listeners, Stevie had to get his leg amputated, and it sounds like he's doing really awesome, getting his prosthetic soon.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this show that he's talking
about? It's so funny because... My boyfriend's really more into Netflix than I am, but I'll like watch it here to here. But the past few days, I haven't really done much. And we totally watched it the other night. Yeah.
What'd you think? Without spoiling too much for
people. It was interesting. And the guy that he's talking about, he made pretty much lists and lists and lists of prices. And I was like, wow, he kind of has no life, to be honest. Because,
I mean, that is his life, Sarah. Don't judge him.
Oh, man, I was like... And it was from like, I mean, he's like in his 60s now, I think. And he started this when he was like 20s or like even 18. Like that's when the first recording he went to when he could turn 18. And he'd been to, I think, at least 30 recordings of the show and stuff. It was, I was like, I love The Price is Right. Don't get me wrong, but I don't love it as much as this guy. But yeah, it's good. It's interesting. And it's like, wow, he kind of broke the game in a way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I think I read somewhere too that... If you go on any of those game shows, like if you win a car, if you win whatever, you have to, you get the car for free or the prize for free, but you have to pay the taxes right there and then.
Oh, yeah.
So if, I don't know if you get like a $100,000 prize, you have to pay $10,000 or 10%.
I hear a lot of people end up just taking like the cash lump sum of whatever the prize would be. But it was funny because he does win some things, maybe. Yeah, we'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
But like then he shows us that he actually got the prizes, like he still had them at his house.
Oh, that's funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
I feel like that's what you would do. You'd never use it. You won a microwave. Cool. Don't put anything in it. We're not using it.
Yeah. I'd be like, I won this on The Price is Right.
No, it's going to be in the box, in the closet. No one touch it.
Yeah. There's just a big sign being like, I won this.
You'd be like my mom.
I know. And then I would just hoard a bunch of things just because I won them on The Price is Right. When in reality, no one cares but me.
I mean, it's what sparks joy in you, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
let me get on to a couple of text messages we got.
All right.
It says, hey, ladies, Eric with the silent H again. Just listen to the episode about beards being dirty. It's like, I love having one. And I have to say to my other fellas, you gotta wash your beard and use oil or cream. I'm not big into cologne, so I use beard's oil / cream as my scent enhancer.
Oh, yes.
Scent enhancer. I like that word. I currently have a peppermint one and love it.
Yum.
Peppermint is just such a nice...
Refreshing.
Neutral. I think it's neutral because men can wear it, women can wear it, and it smells good.
Yeah.
That's why I love the Burt's Bees chapstick.
Oh, yeah. Peppermint toothpaste. Dude, I don't understand people who do like cinnamon or orange or something.
Oh, no.
It's just gotta be peppermint. Mint. Yeah.
Well, my friend, she has like, you know how they have little vials of roll-on perfume?
Oh, yeah.
So she always carries a vial of like essential oil peppermint, and it works for her like if she's nauseous. Like she gave me
dude, same.
Yeah, she gave me a little bit of her, like she had a little bit left in the bottle, so she gave me the whole thing when I was, when I got on medication, they said you're probably going to be sick for the first couple weeks. And so I felt the nausea hard. And so she gave it to me and I'd roll it just right under my nose.
Yep.
And it helps so much.
Yeah, it's just like calming and soothing. Mm-hmm.
And it says, I totally believe beards get filthy. There's a couple of breweries here that have harvested and cultured yeast from the brewer's beards and then brewed beer with it.
Ew, why? No, why?
There's people that have done that, but with another place.
Oh.
Yeah, worse. I'd rather the beard yeast.
I don't want either yeast.
Thought you'd like that fun fact. Rock on, ladies. And congrats to Vicky on your house adventures. Yay, thank you.
Oh, God, I cannot even imagine that. Well, and then I would like hang out with my like coworkers and we're all like eating pizza or something. And one of them has a beard. And I kind of forget because like when girls drop food or it doesn't reach our mouth or something, it goes
usually
either on our chin or on our like shirt, yes, and we notice it
sometimes in the bra,
yeah, which sucks, but like guys pop sometimes they don't notice it and it's just in their beard if you have a long enough beard and they don't. Oh,
I was just talking to Rev recently or yesterday because he was eating his leftover cake from his birthday and he's like, ah, crap, there's a lot of cake in my beard.
I know, I feel like if I was a dude I'd constantly just like brush through it to mm-hmm. make sure all the food was out
and like the oil just makes it soft and not so coarse.
Yeah, totally.
We did get another one from good thing I read the whole thing because it says do not say my last name on air. I'm like, because it's like not your last name's not on here, buddy. So Adam and Everett. Vicky, congrats on the new place. If you need an extra truck, let me know. I understand if you have friends and family, but one less trip to storage can help, Adam. So after a lot of deciding, so I talked to my friend. She said, oh no, like just get a bunch of people and you guys can all just go to your storage unit and put a bunch of stuff in there and just do multiple trips. And it'll be cheaper than getting a U-Haul.
Have a lot of friends hate you, but it's fine.
Right. So I'm like,
that's a lot of coordination to get a lot of friends on one day.
Exactly.
And everyone to show up, actually show up and not be hungover and whatever.
Well, that on top of that, it's some stuff are not going to fit in cars. And I was like, well, maybe I could fit this and do it slowly, little by little. The biggest thing is I have a king size bed that mm-hmm. I'll have this for the next couple months at the very least, because I might end up giving it to my cousin before she moves. If she comes over and grabs it, she may not.
Yeah, she's got to move it herself.
I was like, get your husband, get your brother, your dad, someone to come in, because they have my uncle has a restaurant, so he's got a catering van.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
So it'll fit in the catering van. So I'm like, if you can bring the catering van up here, I'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just we'll either trade beds until I buy my own down the line. Or if she ends up moving, I'll just end up keeping my bed. It's fine. But that's not going to fit in a truck. It's
yeah.
a king size bed. It's not going to fit
it's
in
huge.
A truck. So I just said, screw it. And I'm getting a U-Haul. And we can do it all in one trip.
Really? Yeah. And you rent U-Hauls by the hour, right?
No. You rent them by the day.
Really?
Yeah. So I was looking on the days that I was thinking of. It'd be about from where I'm going, because I don't want to have to drive it back.
The same day.
I'm just going to grab it in Everett and then take it to Marysville and then drop it off at another U-Haul station.
Oh, that's nice. You can do that.
Yeah. So it's going to be about $150. It's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't know you get it for the whole day. I really thought it was by hourly.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
at least not on the side I was on. I mean, if somebody else knows better, let me know before I rent it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure when I moved my boyfriend in, we could do it by the hour.
Yeah, because I went to their website and I'm just like, cool, I only need it. Like, it would only give me the option for one day, like one day or more.
Maybe it depends on the size of the truck, but because you're what really kind of, only going to do one trip, though.
I was looking at the 10 footer and the 15 footer and it cost the same.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, like, or just about, and I'm like, I'm just going to get the bigger one.
That's dope if you can fit that all, though, in one truck.
Because most of my stuff is in storage, but then I have, like, my everyday stuff, which is at my parents' house. And most of my everyday stuff, I think we just moved in my dad's SUV.
Yeah,
I think we did a couple of trips. And I could always, on the way to Marysville, I could stop by and grab the bigger stuff, like my dresser or bookcase or whatever.
So are you hiring people to help you? Or are you
going
to be like, hey, friends?
So for that, I think we might end up doing it on a weekday. So it might just be my dad and I just loading everything up and throwing everything in the garage. Because it's not like I'm putting everything away in different rooms.
Oh, no,
yet.
You can do that by yourself.
Yeah,
really.
So I'll do that whenever. So it might just be my dad and I on a Friday after work. Because I'm like, I don't want to take someone Saturday.
You're a poor father.
I know. So, but he's breaking. So I have to call on a few favors because our buddy Wyatt, from Wyatt Only in the Wreckage.
Yeah, calling you out.
I'm calling you out because in the summertime, I went over to his house in the blazing heat And he had like a 2-story house.
Yeesh.
And we had like to take like not everything was packed yet either. So we had to like pack stuff up, vacuum the rooms, clean them up.
Well, like on the real though, you better get this right as you get the house because it's right. What going to be 80 this weekend?
Yeah. So like, look, hopefully next
hot
weekend,
weather is already happening, girl.
Yeah. Hopefully next weekend isn't so bad because I think I'm still kind of up in the air when I'm closing because we were going to originally close on the 20th. I might be able to close sooner than that.
Yay.
So I just finished a
story. Are you even ready? It's going to be the 20th. Like, what is it? Like the 8th or something?
Right. Yeah.
That's insane.
I might be closing in 8 days. The 16th. Yeah.
Dude, that's like in pretty much a week.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just need to send in over.
Is it becoming reality or are you just like still kind of in shock?
I'm kind of in shock still. Like I took the stupid course. It was like a couple hours to do this online course. It's a requirement for my lending.
It's just like a homeowner's course.
Yeah, basically. It tells you from the very start, like how it all works. Like if you're thinking about buying a house, what steps do you need to take? What do you have to think about? And then to the process of like before you get a loan agent, what do you do here and that? And I'm like, cool, a lot of this I've already done.
Yeah. You're like, this course may not be good for me.
I did learn a couple of things. And one thing I didn't really think about, like uh-oh. I did, but I'm like, is this something people do or am I just being paranoid?
What?
You change the locks.
Oh, because they can have keys
yeah.
to it, couldn't they?
I guess, like, I mean, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought about it, too. I'm like, well, would that just make me look kind of paranoid and weird? But apparently that's a thing. Like, oh, no, you should change the locks.
No, and paranoid or weird or not, it's better than getting robbed.
Right.
Even or having like, random people even just come in or be able to come
right,
in.
Right, have a key to your house.
Yeah, that's sketch.
Yeah. So,
that's a really good idea, actually, so, to do
I'm
that.
I'm like, all right, cool. That, like, in my head, I'm like, I don't feel like a paranoid weirdo. That's a legit thing to do, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have thought of that either, honestly. Yeah.
Gotta get some new locks. And luckily, it's only 2 of them I need.
I was gonna say, hopefully it's not too expensive.
No, they're not. I was actually looking at new doorknobs at Home Depot the other day because we're looking at getting new doors at my parents' house for the closets and stuff. So I'm like, how much are doorknobs, by the way?
Yeah.
And you can get really fancy ones that are really expensive, or you can just get really simple run-of-the-mill ones for $5.
Too nice.
But I mean, I'd get ones a little bit nicer than that just for safety reasons.
Yeah.
Not just the standard little basic one.
Easy to pick a lock with a bobby pin kind of locks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've picked a few locks before.
Yeah.
But it is pretty exciting. And so
yay.
I'm just, when I get home today, I just need to get one more thing of paperwork so far that I've been told. I need to get that from my dad and then send it. And then I think I
and
should
you're
be good.
Good
until they send me more stuff to do.
I know, right?
And then actually in a little bit here, I'm going to get a call from a real estate agent and we're scheduling the final walkthrough. To make sure they didn't take stuff or make any holes while they were moving stuff.
Because they're all moved out.
Not yet, actually.
Oh.
But that's just, you're supposed to do a final walkthrough before you buy the house.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. It's almost here, though.
I can't imagine.
I know, right?
But it looks like my brother's going to come live with me and it's going to be pretty legit. My parents are freaking out. They're like, what if you guys get in a fight and you never talk to each other again because of this? I'm like, well. My brother and I are pretty chill. Like, I feel like if we start fighting a lot, we would discuss, like, hey, dude, we either have to change the way we think, like, change the way we handle ourselves, or we need to not live together.
Yeah.
And I like to think, like, he's one of the few people in my life that I can call out. Because I have a hard time calling people out.
That's good.
But there's a couple. There's a few ex-boyfriends that, when they've come back, I'm like, dude, you're being dumb.
And he's going to pay rent and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I might have another roommate, but that's still up in the air.
God, my brother would hate living with me. He would never move in with me, let's get real. But I remember even when we were younger, he hated it.
But I mean, I remember, and granted, my mom's like, well, we don't really know him. You haven't lived with him in how many years? I'm like, yeah, that's true. My thinking is he was always very, very respectful of the rules we did have because we shared a bathroom when we all lived at my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, I just have a couple rules. Can you just please do this? Put the toilet lid. It's really the toilet lid thing.
Is it going to be weird for like you or him to bring back girls, though, to your house?
We've discussed this. He doesn't really date a whole lot because he's been burned a couple times recently.
Oh.
So
he's probably going to grow out of that.
Yeah, but he's never been I've been the whore of the family. He's never been the like, hey, let's go, you know, slay some chicks. He's never been that. He's never.
So are you going to be okay? Going to be okay if you burn back a bunch of guys?
And I've told him, like, dude, this is probably going to happen. And he's like, all right. He's like, it's not going to be anything new. He used to live in a place with 12 people.
Yeah, but like hearing your sister have sex is different than hearing a roommate or a stranger or a friend have sex.
So true story. When we were, I think when I was either, it was right out of high school for me. So I was 17. He was about 15 years old. He had a girlfriend and I had a boyfriend and we weren't allowed to have them in our rooms you know, with the door closed.
Yeah.
But it was summertime. My parents were at work. So it was kind of a very funny thing looking back on it. Because it's like, hey, we're just going to watch TV in our room. Okay, cool. We're going to do the same thing. Like
Netflix and chill.
Basically, just like we would go into our own rooms with our significant others and we weren't watching TV.
Yeah.
Like we knew we weren't watching TV. So it's like, okay, this isn't news to us. Like it's not that weird.
And I told him, it is though. I mean,
I'm not going to like, hey, dude, you can hear me have sex.
Yeah,
no,
but it's probably going to happen.
So in the 5 years that I lived with Tahiti Steve, he only heard me have it of all the times I had sex. And there was a time where I was banging a lot.
I know.
Yeah. He has only heard me once.
Is that because you try to be quiet on purpose?
Yeah, I try to be quiet. I always turn the music up. Like, I'm that weirdo, like, okay, I know we're making out, but we're going to stop to turn music on because I don't want my roommate hearing me.
So do you feel fine with, like, this is your own space, but you're still going to have to kind of be quiet when you're doing it? You're going to, have to, like, kind of...
Yeah, and he does his own thing a lot of the times. He does a lot of running. He'll run, like, 13 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
So he's off doing his own thing a lot of the time. He goes, he's going to be working, and then he's going to be working his main job. He's going to be working his part-time job, which is being an assistant coach. And then on top of that, training.
Yeah, but I just feel like, it's going to be nighttime. You guys are both going to be there during the nighttime. Because usually,
I'm asleep at nighttime. So I'm going to be...
on the weekends or something.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, that would be weird.
I'm not worried.
I could have sex, like, in front of roommates, in front of friends or whatever. But, like, my brother,
there's a difference between having sex in front of somebody and having sex in another room.
Even, the bed squeaking or, like, the moaning or just, like, random guys.
This
and
is
like,
why
just, like,
God invented the ball gag, Sarah.
I mean, if he's cool with wearing it, I guess. Yeah.
Sorry, I see what you did there, you goober.
I mean, why not?
I mean, sure. I mean, it'll keep us quiet. No, I mean, it might be a little getting used to, but I think it might be a good, healthy thing for him just to have somebody he can talk to about stuff.
Yeah, if he can open up to you.
Like we have, like, in the past, like, in the last couple of years, we've just been kind of busy, so he doesn't. But when he needs something, he'll reach out to me. And luckily, his relationship with my mom and my dad have gotten better to where he can reach out to them, too, about certain things. But when it came to anything sexual or relationship-wise, he would call me. He's like, hey, has a guy ever done A, B, or C to you before? It's, like, a very invading, like, it's this question. Like, has a guy ever done this to you?
Oh, my God.
And it sounds weird, but I know it wasn't coming from a place of being a perv or being gross. It was... hey, I've never done this. I don't know what this is.
Google it.
No.
Go to porn.
No, porn is a whore. Sarah, do not have the sex talk with your kids.
Do not have the sex talk with your sister.
No, I'd rather him go to me than go to porn because porn is not realistic. If he's going to me as an actual...
Are you going to give him tips and stuff?
I will sit here and be like, look, it is a good thing. It is natural. It is healthy. These are things that you can go and find yourself. But, like, I want to be there to tell him, look, don't worry about the stigma towards this. This is a thing. Because porn is not realistic.
Oh, my God. Does he have friends? Go to your friends. Ask them.
No, I rather him come to me than get information incorrectly from somebody else. Because there was a time where he...
What do you mean incorrectly? What are they going to say? Yeah, you're just supposed to, like...
Yeah, well, for one, he's like, well,
scoop it with a spoon and eat it. Like, what? No.
There was one thing where there's a certain method people use, the rhythm method. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's where you, before finish.
I never heard of that.
That's what it's called.
Oh.
That's the technical term. So one of the first times he ever has sex, he's like, well, I'll just take the condom off and make sure I don't do that in a place where she can get pregnant.
Oh, the pull-out method.
Yes.
Oh.
I just wasn't sure if we could say that. Anyways.
Oh, no. It's also called
the rhythm method.
Oh, no, I've never heard the rhythm method.
See, exactly. I've done a lot of research. I've studied this, actually, the one class I actually passed in college.
I'm just saying there's other people, there's other things, there's other ways to get information than asking your sister.
But if you trust somebody, then he trusted me. I gave him... to give him the correct information to not judge him. I'm very open when it comes to that kind of stuff. When
I thought
it comes
I'm
to sexual
really open
knowledge.
Too, but if my brother, I would be like, dude.
But your brother's older than you, and this is about
yeah,
sexual
but your brother's
knowledge.
My age. Your brother's not like 16
well,
or
this,
something.
Well, this happened when we were younger. Like when we were, I was probably early 20s, and he was late teens. He was kind of a late bloomer.
Early 20s? I'm what?
I was 21 when he asked me this question.
He would be 19.
Yeah, he didn't know.
I don't know.
Not
I
mean, everyone's a whore like you and me, Sarah.
I know. I just, I don't know. I think that's weird. My brother, I don't know.
And I'm not
saying
that.
Maybe it's normal for a lot of brother and sisters relationships. It's not normal with mine. So
it's like if you go to your parents, like you and your mother have a relationship that most people would be like, okay, that's not normal for a mother and daughter.
Yeah, my mother and I do.
Exactly. So I feel like as long as there's that trust and there's not going to be any judgment, and if it's strictly, obviously, I'm not sitting here and be like, yeah, you got to do this with this, you know, and put your leg over here. No, I'm not doing that. I am giving him the most technical advice that you would get from like a teacher or anything like that. I'm like, okay, so this is what it's like. This is not like you could still, you can still get STDs this way. So you'll get a need to use different types of contraceptives. When he didn't know that the pullout method isn't like, it's like, oh, all my guy friends said it's fine. I'm like, no, it is not.
Did he skip sex ed?
They don't really have a great sex ed program in Lake Stevens. Like,
he should just research this.
Granted, I think this particular one.
They will tell you that that method does not work.
That particular question, I think, came when he was like 15 or 16. That when it came to the rhythm.
Well, it sounds like you guys can have a lot of sex talks in this new house you got.
And it's not like he likes it. It's not like he likes it. He's like, oh, God. Like, he's like, are you? He's like, he gets a little weird, like, when he hears that I'm like seeing a couple dudes. He's like, okay, I don't want to know. He doesn't
want to. And now he's going to meet them. That's what I think is going to be so weird.
It's not as, I don't know. He's not going to like meet them while we're naked.
I know, but he's not going to be like, oh, here's just another one of Vicky's friends. He's going to be like, oh, here's another one of Vicky's friends.
At the same time, though, I'm taking a break on that whole scene.
Being a whore.
Yes. I'm tired. Girl needs a break.
My goods need a break.
It's also like I'm not. Back when I lived with my roommates, there was a time where I would bring bring home a new guy every couple weeks. And so I'd have to be like, hey, Tahiti, this is so-and-so.
But that's different.
Yes, I mean, exactly.
It's your roommate. It's
but I mean,
your
I'm
homie.
Not doing that now.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing home a new guy every couple weeks. Anybody that I bring home would be either a regular bang buddy who's a friend or like a guy that I'm actually interested in seeing long term.
Oh, wow. So you're not going to bring anyone back to your new place unless you're like trying to date them.
I'm not like really having sex. Even the times where I'm like, I'm super horny. I want to have sex right now. Like I'm not going out and finding a random dude.
You know, if you were at a bar and did meet a really dope dude that you were like really interested, really feeling, really vibing, would sleep with, would you take him home that night or no?
Maybe, but I'm not even drinking that much anymore either.
But you don't have to be drinking.
No, but like, why would I be at a bar when I could be at home saving money,
be
not
like
buying
at
drinks?
Red Robin or something. It could be like out.
Who the
wow
who the hell is vibing with somebody at Red Robin? That's like the most
first of all, I definitely have. Second of all, and I've definitely gone to Red Robin and ordered their bomb ass drinks. So third of
exactly.
all, it happens.
I need to save money, remember?
No, but I'm just saying, if you're out, because you still go out to eat, don't you?
I'm not going to be as much,
but
if at all.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you're in a, okay, let's say you're at Target and you're in the dollar section or something. I don't know. And some guys, my friends have been hit on at Target and you're really feeling it, really vibing it.
I need to get dressed like, better to get hit on a Target because I never get hit on a Target.
Dude, but this bitch was pregnant too.
No, I look at those stupid cameras when you buy the, when you do the self-checkout.
Oh, yeah, and you look terrible.
Oh, every time. I'm every like, time. Am I seriously walking around in public
like,
looking this awful?
Oh, hey, that's me. But yeah, no, my friend was pregnant and the guy hit on her and she's like, yeah, I'm pregnant and I have two other children. And he was like, still, he's like, oh, that's fine. She's like, no.
Some guys have that fetish. I know a few dudes.
Oh, that's, it was weird. But see, I'm just saying, yeah. If you're out and about and feeling someone.
Yeah, I'd still bring him over. And if my brother sees
so you
him,
would.
Like, yeah. Like if I did bring someone over that I randomly met, that I was vibing, that I wanted to have sex with and it was going to happen, I returned to my whore ways for the night.
Oh, okay.
Like a werewolf.
Okay, I just want to make
like
sure.
Like a werewolf.
Oh.
When the full moon comes out.
Yes. I'll be like, hello, brother. This is.
I'd be like, hey, dude, this is.
My whorish ways are coming out tonight. Go
I'd
take
like,
a run.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like. I forget this dude's name, but we're just going to go hang out. Yes. And he'll be like, okay, I'm going to my room. Or he'll leave.
I would leave. I'd be like, oh, good, because I have plans tonight. Because, anything other than this.
And I think what drives me insane is dating is a very loose term. It was a dude I was hooking up with, and we were having a lot of fun, but he was a very nervous, really shy guy. And so after we had hooked up, I'm like, oh, I can hear my roommates are cooking downstairs. He's like, oh, crap, you know, your roommates are going to know what we're doing. I'm like, they're adults. Like, they're adult humans, like, in our 20s. Like, we know what we do. Like, it's not something to be ashamed about. They're not going to look at you and want to beat you up because we had sex. So it's like, okay, like.
Yeah, but it is still kind of that awkward. Like, when I was first starting dating my boyfriend and I was just sleeping over at his house and stuff, I woke up at, like, 3 in the morning with just the bed from upstairs and this girl, And I just was like lying there awake looking at this new guy that I just started like dating. And I was like, are they like totally doing it up there? And he's like, yep. And I was like, and it just went on and on and on. And then at some point I was like, we should compete with them because this is getting ridiculous. Like, one, I can't sleep. Two, I don't hear the dude at all. Like, I feel like she's enjoying it way more.
Or faking it.
Or faking it, yeah. And I was like, damn, you guys need some, like, better, like, insulation or something. Like, what? They're going to come straight through the wall. It was just like one of those, like, well, this is awkward.
Well, and that's one of the things he said too. He's like, look, I used to live with 12 dudes and some of them would share rooms. And so he's like, I've heard everything. So nothing really phases me anymore. And I'm like, dude, I am a little bit more courteous.
Kinky. Oh.
That too. Like, bitch, you don't know.
Dude, your poor brother's going to be hearing whips, going to be hearing like handcuffs.
You don't know, like, how often do you hear
harder? Oh, the little chain, the keys. Oh.
Although there is something.
Safe word. Poodle, red. I don't know.
There is something sexy about, like, I remember being a teenager or even in my early 20s going out in like the woods or like having sex in a car or somewhere having to be quiet.
Oh, there's something kind of discreet. Sexy about, like, just that's like being, every public place I do it.
So there's something kind of sexy about like wanting someone so much you want to scream, but then you can't.
And if you think the reason it's because my brother's downstairs.
Or if
that's
you have
like
a master that tells
really...
you it's like you need to be quiet. Like there's Matt, like, you know, if you're doing the Dom thing, it's like, no, you shut your mouth.
And you're
I don't want to hear you.
You
and
shut just, your mouth too, because my brother's downstairs. We both need to shut our mouths.
Like, I'm not worried about it. Like it's I'm trying to think like what would parents do if you're, you know, a parent and you have kids and you need to bang one out in the morning, like you have to be quiet. You have to kind of just do
bang
what you
one
can.
Out in the morning.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, I mean,
this isn't going to be something I'm going to be living. I don't expect us to be living together for the next 5-10 years. This is going to be something I think for a while. And then hopefully when I get a significant other and we are ready to move in.
You'll be like, bye, brother.
I'll be like, all right, let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out. But that's still a ways to go. I'm not too worried about it.
Well, at least you know you can call your roommate out.
Yeah.
Because strangers, you might have a hard time. But your brother, you'd be like,
And he's very respectful and he's pretty chill. So, and one of the cool things is we'll combine our money. So we'll be able to eat dinner together. That's one of the things I'm going to miss when I living with my parents. It wasn't the free food. It was sitting down every night and having dinner together.
God, I don't miss that really at all.
Why?
We used to do that every night. My family and I would hate it.
Why?
So we'd have to be home by dark and then we'd have dinner. And I was just like, I love you guys, but.
No,
I don't need to hear about your day.
It's not even that. Sometimes we're all on our phones.
That's like the new. Maybe that's like the new way to have dinner.
It's just
now.
Like it's nice just to like cook together. We talk while we cook, and then we sit down. Like my mom will play her little game, and sometimes the baby's being fussy, so I'm carrying him and trying to eat with one hand. It's just.
Do you think you and your brother will do that?
I know we're gonna meal prep.
Oh, that's good.
Because he's a health nut. So I'd be like, all right, dude.
He can like help you. Mm-hmm. He cook your stuff.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, let's set up a meal plan for the week. We'll put our money together. I'll buy the groceries and I'll cook them up because I love cooking for people.
Okay, you do it all. Never mind.
But no, he gets to tell me what we can and can't eat. Like, you know, he'll kind of help me schedule what it is. But I mean, he knows how to cook. He's just usually the peanut butter and jelly kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like my kind of guy.
Lay off
cooking.
My brother. No, you need George. He knows how to cook. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
We'll talk to you guys next. Have you guys ever lived with like a family member as a roommate? Yeah, like in a way Sarah does, but they live on separate floors.
Yeah, thank God. And how to work out? Did you drive a wedge between you guys or not?
Yeah. Like, or what are things I need to look out for?
Yeah. Besides him becoming a whore and bringing all the hussies over.
Right. I mean, I think it would be weird because my cousin might potentially live with me for a minute.
Oh, wow. A family affair.
Yeah. So if he does, that would be weird bringing guys over when he's there.
Why?
Just because he's just. That's a long story for another day.
Okay.
It's just
bringing up
much.
Some old stuff.
Just a little. He comes from a closed-minded section of Washington. So it's like.
He wouldn't really necessarily like what you do.
Yeah. And I don't know if he'd like it. I think he just wouldn't understand it.
Yeah. He'd judge.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't need that judgment in my house.
Hell no.
My brother judges me, but that's because he's my brother, but he's not going to judge me for banging.
Good vibes only, man.
Yeah. Safe sex, bitches.
Oh, yeah, use those condoms and don't use the, what's it called, method?
Rhythm Method?
Rhythm Method. Don't use the Rhythm Method.
Unless you really, really nail down everything. And even then, it's not safe. You're supposed to take your temperature every day. You're supposed to do a bunch of different things.
Wow. Let me know if you know how to, if you nail down that method.
No, my friend got pregnant. But she didn't get pregnant for like 6 years, so that was good.
I haven't gotten pregnant in
You're on the
17
pill, though.
Years. Oh, yeah, that's true. Wait, 17? No, I'm not that old. Never mind.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.